Again, we welcome you to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. Give Neil a call now, 888-787-KLIF. That's 888-787-KLIF. And now, once again, here's Neil.
All right. Thank you, Stubby. And that actually translates into 888-787-5543. Please do pick up that phone. Give us a call right now. We have been preempted a couple times in the last 3 weeks, and so there probably are those out there who forgot we were here. And so, hey, surprise, as my 9-year-old grandson refers to it, a jump scare. Boo! Here we are. So give us a call, won't you please? Let's talk about the plants at your place, 888-787-5543. Mike Bass is running the boards and answering the phones, and when that happens, it's guaranteed to be a good day. Mike is really at the top of the game. He is one of the best there is, and I'm grateful that he is here. So anyway, nice to get to work together. We're a team. I try to hold up my end of the deal. The most asked question of the week, without any question, without any second place contender, is what does this cold weather do to the application of pre-emergent weed killers? And the answer is it does delay them. You remember back about 3 or 4 weeks ago when everybody was saying, Neil, all this warm weather, does that move up our pre-emergent weed killer? No, it doesn't. It's still cool. The soil is still cool. It's you say it's warm. It's 55 degrees. That's not warm. And the soil is still cool. Just sit tight. We'll decide a little later. And now is later. And what this tells us is that the weeds are not going to germinate with 20 degrees forecast tomorrow night. The soil is going to be quite cool. And I was looking earlier today at my daffodils that are in full bloom right now, some of the mid to late season ones. I bought some from one of the Master Gardener bulb sales last fall and was about 3 weeks late in getting them planted because of the rain, and they're just now in full bloom. I may harvest those and enjoy them indoors because they're not going to make it through tomorrow night, I don't believe. They can make it through some, but I don't have any interest in trying to cover them. It's just they're spread all over the yard, and anyway, it's going to be pretty rough tomorrow night. So yes, it does move back the application date by a week or 10 days, something like that. Normally we say between the 5th and 15th, I think you can put it the middle 2 weeks of March and be on the safe side. That is in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. If you are south of the Metroplex by, we'll say 75 or 100 miles, Waco, for example, I would try to have your pre-emergent out by the 15th of March. If you are north by that same distance, Sherman or into southern Oklahoma, I would try to have it out. I just don't want to project very far into that distance of time. I'd still try to have it out no later than the 20th of March because it could turn warm. I don't see that in the extended forecast, but it could turn warm and things start to grow really quickly. That's what's going to happen one of these days, is that suddenly winter will be over. And wouldn't it be weird if our last freeze was 24 degrees Tuesday morning. I think that's what's forecast. I'm not sure. I'd need to go back and look at it. But wouldn't it be really strange if suddenly it didn't freeze again and the last freeze was really a hard freeze? But that certainly could happen. So anyway, the most asked question is, does this delay? I had somebody post on my Facebook page yesterday, it says I'm supposed to put out my pre-emergent between the 1st and 15th. Should I go out and put it out now? I said, oh my goodness, no, you can't water it in, and it's ground's going to be frozen, and nothing's going to germinate now anyway. So no, just wait. Just sit tight. You're fine. All right, what you do need to do now is pick up the phone and give us a call at 888-787-KLIF, 888-787-5543. Let me see where we are right now. I'm going to tell you at this point about Callaway's Nursery. Proud to do that. They have become an annual sponsor of this program this week, and I am just as excited as I can be because they represent a wonderful set of nurseries across the Metroplex, 19 of them to be exact. And here is what their ad copy says. It does reflect what we're going through. You've heard the old saying, if you don't like the weather in Texas, just wait 5 minutes. Never fear, you can always depend on Callaway's Nursery to help you navigate the ups and the way downs of North Texas conditions. You can receive their cold weather alerts by signing up for their Blooming Rewards loyalty program. This way, you'll know when to bring in tender plants that need to be protected for a few days. Callaway's makes moving plants easy with their rolling plant caddies. Just roll your plants indoors to protect them. Frost cloth from Callaway's is a must in our area, and so you can quickly cover all your plants and containers. Frost cloth is available in two convenient sizes, or they will cut the exact size you want. Callaway's Nursery earns your trust with their 100% satisfaction guarantee on everything they sell. Plus, their Texas certified nursery professionals are there to help you with everything. They have more than 100 Texas certified nursery professionals at the 19 Callaway's Nurseries in North Texas. Tap into their expert knowledge to help you keep your landscape healthy and beautiful. You can depend on Callaway's only to offer the very best for your home and garden at all of those 19 DFW locations. To sign up for their Blooming Rewards loyalty program, visit Callaway's.com. In addition to receiving weather alerts, you'll also gain access to specials so you can stock up on pre-emergence and mulches and be ready to apply them when the weather changes. Callaway's Nursery. Life lived beautifully.
It's time now to get back to Neil. After all, you've got questions, and Neil has the answers. Don't you love it when things work out like that? Here's Neil.
Well, thank you, Stubby. And we are ready to get to the phone lines. Let me give you that number one more time before we go back to them. We have one line open, 888-787-KLIF, 888-787-5543. Paul is in Denton. Let's go to Paul. Good afternoon.
Hey, Neil.
Hi, how can I help you?
Neil, I got this ugly tree in the front yard that's got some big roots that go all over the area in the front yard, and the roots are popping up, and they're like a trip hazard. In addition to that, I got to be real careful when I'm running the lawnmower that I don't whack one of them and beat up my lawnmower. So my question is, can I trim those down below the grass level without killing the tree?
Probably so, Paul. What kind of tree is it? Do you know?
You know, I don't. It's got these leaves that look like little pine leaves, but they're, you know, it's really not a pine tree. But I mean, it drops this trash down all winter long.
Yeah, it loses the needles in the winter.
Yep.
Yeah, that's called a bald cypress, BALD, because it is a deciduous cone-bearing plant. I'll let you think about that one for a while.
Okay.
Yeah, it is what you see growing along the stream banks in East Texas and in Southwest Texas. And one of the downsides of bald cypress is that it puts up, they're called, mental lapse right now. But anyway, those knees, they're called, are breathing. They're
what it looks like.
Yeah, they're breathing structures for the roots, and that tree made the mistaken idea of thinking that it's in a swamp somewhere. It's just about 15-20% of them do that. And I know exactly what you're talking about. They will mess with the whole mechanism of the mower. Yes, you can cut them below ground. Don't do it with a chainsaw because you'll instantly dull your chainsaw, but with a big axe you can. But they'll come right back. There'll be others that will sprout up. It is a thankless task.
Okay. All right. But it's something that can kind of solve my problem for maybe a couple of seasons.
Yes. Till you sell the house, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I said that with a chuckle. Remember, it's a beautiful tree, Paul. It's a beautiful tree. And in Denton, it may do well for you because you have, at least in parts of Denton, you have soil that is conducive to it. The Blackland is not so. And about half of my audience is going to be peeved with what I'm about to say, but it is on my never plant again list because they yellow so badly from iron deficiency in our area. But they are beautiful where they grow well, except for the fault that you have found with it. But yes, you can use a long-handled axe to cut those off.
Okay, great. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Be safe. All right. Thanks for the call. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
All right.
888-787-KLIF. 888-787-5543. Call right now, won't you please? Let me tell you once again about my book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. I'll tell you how I got started on this. I had worked for about 10 years with both my editor, Carolyn Skye, and graphic designer, Cindy Smith, on my calendars, my annual gardening calendars, also on, in the case of Carolyn, with the magazine that we had for 30 years. And on other projects, and I just knew that each of these ladies was just as good as she got in her field. And I asked if they would be interested in working on what I thought was going to be a handbook, a workbook of maybe a couple hundred pages. And as we started, I kept adding pages. And we got a bid from a printing consultant of mine, Colin Flood, got me a bid with Clear Visions in San Antonio. And I kept writing back to them to say, how much would it cost if we added such and such number of pages more, 16, another 16, another 16. Ended up being, instead of 200, 344 pages with 840 of my photographs. And that's how this turned into a real book, a reference book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. I wanted the book that I always had wanted to put in your hands, and I have it. I'm really happy with it. It's in its third printing now. We're way into that third printing. 11 chapters covering all aspects of landscapes, lawns, and gardens. Chapter 1 covers all the basics of gardening in Texas. The rainfall, the soil types, the climate, the zones, why I think we need to go back to the 1990 hardiness zone map. Chapter 2 is what I used to put at the bottom of each page of my calendar month by month, but in four times the amount of information, when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden, four pages per month. Chapter 3 is an exhaustive chapter on trees, chapter 4 on shrubs, and then vines and ground covers. Annuals, really exhaustive. I was exhausted. And then perennials, fruit and vegetables and lawns. It's all in this book. It's everything that I have learned and talked about and written in a lifetime, in a career. And it's $33.95. Think about that. If you could do everything you've done in your career and offer it to somebody for $33.95, kind of makes you think about your career, doesn't it? There is tax and postage on top of that, so I have to be honest with you there. This book is not in stores. It's not on Amazon. It's called Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. If you go to stores or look on Amazon, you're seeing the old book from 1991. Now, this book is available from my website or by calling my office. I sign every copy. I will personalize them if you request, and I will guarantee all of your money back if you're not satisfied. 40,000 copies we've sold so far, and I have not been asked for a refund yet. It will happen. I'll tell you when it happens, but it hadn't happened yet. Here are the ways you order. You can call my office Monday through Friday, 1-800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769, or you can order right now at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Did you know that a garden rich in compost holds water even in times of drought? Just 1 pound of compost can hold 18 to 20 pounds. That's 2.5 gallons of water. By adding enough compost to your yard, you can turn your landscape into a gigantic rainwater harvesting tank. But don't wait. Anticipate the long, hot, dry Texas summer ahead. Add Texas Pure Compost to your yard this spring. Learn more at TexasPureProducts.com.
Hi, I'm Jonah. I'm a recovering alcoholic. For Serenity High, my life at home was stressful. My reason for being at Serenity is I needed a sober high school that would keep me in check and hold me accountable. Serenity High is a great place to have a new beginning in high school, to be able to really work completely on your recovery as well as your education so that you can move on to bigger and better things with a sober outlook. Serenity High has helped me because primarily the meetings that they bring in, they always have a good variety of people with completely different outlooks on sobriety and just support from all like different walks of the earth. For more information, call Principal Steven at 469-302-7830. On the web at serenityhigh.org. That's Serenity High in McKinney. That's 469 302 7830. That's my school, Serenity High in McKinney.
Thank you, Jonah, very, very much. Let me share with you the good news of Wortham Brothers Roofing Company. If you ever have need of a roof, and we all do eventually if we own homes or businesses, I might add, then Wortham Brothers Roofing Company is a number you want to mark down and remember. That's 972-562-5788. WBRoofing.com, as in Wortham Brothers. WBRoofing.com. I refer to them as Texas Premier Roofing Contractor. That's because of my own firsthand experience with them, serving the entire Metroplex with the finest in roofing since 1986. The experience of tens of thousands of roofs installed, including ours. All kinds of roofs. New or residential re-roofing, slate, metal, clay, concrete, tile, composition, they do it all. If you have hail or wind damage or suspect that you might, you need to contact Wortham Brothers. Let them come take a look. They'll tell you if there is damage and how extensive that damage is. And then you can contact your insurance company and get things underway. If you're thinking about selling your house, you need, and that's something a lot of people do at the end of the school year, then you need to have the roof inspected right now by Wortham Brothers. If you're thinking about changing insurance carriers, or if you have a claim period that might be expiring, those are all reasons to call Wortham Brothers Roofing Company, 972-562-5788. Or if you just know you need a new roof, they're the best. Take it from one who knows. Wortham Brothers Roofing Company, 972-562-5788, WBRoofing.com.
Welcome back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And here's your host, Neil Sperry.
All right, Stubby, I'll take that challenge. Thank you, sir. Let's go back to the phone lines again. If you'd like to call, we'd love to hear from you. 888-787-KLIF, 888-787-5543. Kenny is from Dayton, Texas. Kenny, this is Neil. Good afternoon.
Mr. Neil, I got some kind of fungus that's coming on up on top of my dirt out from underneath my house, kind of, and it's kind of like slimy, and I can't get rid of it. I had grass growing there at one time.
All right.
Now, I don't. Somebody told me wait till it dries up good and put vinegar out there.
Well, I think sulfur would probably do you a better job than vinegar would. Dusting sulfur would probably kill any fungal growth that would be there. It might help to let the Plant Disease Diagnostic Lab at Texas A&M have a sample of it and photos of it. That is kind of in their bailiwick of what they do. If you think it's fungal or algal, an algae of some sort.
No, you know, I put a board laying up against my house back there, and it started growing up the bottom of that board.
I'm sure it did. These things will grow up the sides of boulders out in a landscape, too. But as I said, I think if you send a sample, if you really want a pathologist, somebody who works with this group of plants to look at it, these are plants.
Yes.
The plant disease is called the Texas Plant Clinic at College Station at Texas A&M. I could look at it and give you advice. When I get one of these that I really need to have identified specifically, I will contact them directly. There is a charge for it, but it's not terribly expensive, and they can tell you, and they can tell you what to use on it. Sulfur is usually the best material.
Okay. Well, I sure do. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate that, Kenny, very much. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Folks, I want to give you a warning on timing of things. We were talking about the timing of pre-emergent weed controls a few minutes ago, and I want to talk to you about timing of planting of your vegetable crops. Those may need to be analyzed very carefully, because if you are forced behind on dates significantly by the cold weather, If you remember 4 years ago now, 2015, when we had so much rain, we got behind on planting vegetables, and we ended up planting things maybe 3 weeks later than we normally should be planting them, and then hot weather took some of those plants. We had a miserable vegetable season. If that happens to you because of the cold, just don't plant those crops this year. You know, for example, if you didn't get onions planted earlier because it was so cold or you were out of town or something, don't plant them this late. It's way too late to be planting them. It's almost getting too late to plant Irish potatoes, especially south of Dallas-Fort Worth. Just be careful. You're better off planting leafy and root vegetables now, if that's the case. I just want you to think about it. Maybe you go ahead and try, but to just be forewarned. Let's go to Tom in Lucas. Tom, this is Neil. Good afternoon. How can I help you?
Hey, Neil. Yes, I'm thinking about building putting in some evergreens to act as a blocking, dew blockers. And I was thinking about either Italian cypress or the emerald green arboretas.
All right, and you're saying to block views?
Yes.
How tall do you need the plants to be to block views?
Oh, anywhere from 8 to 10 feet to as many as 20 feet.
All right. I think both of those would be disastrous, and I'll quickly explain why. Emerald green arborvitae do not do well in our climate. We're too hot in the summer. And
okay.
They've been around for 8 or 10 years, and you will... I don't think I've ever seen one survive the first year, much less second or third. Italian cypress might have been good, but they get 40 feet tall and about 3 feet wide. You'd have to put them side by side, and they would look really odd. They're pretty dramatic, but all of that pales by comparison to the fact that Ceridium canker, a fatal disease, hit them about 3 years ago, and is just wrecking them everywhere. The same disease got into Leyland cypress about 8 or 10 years ago, and now it has moved over to Italian cypress as well. Your best bet at 10 feet would be Nellie R. Stevens holly. That would go 10 to 18 feet, maybe 16 feet. Your best bet at 8 to 10 feet would be willow leaf holly. And your best bet above 18 feet would be Eastern Red Cedar Juniper. That's all one plant. Eastern Red Cedar. If you just say Eastern Red Cedar, that's basically what most people call it. The two hollies are extremely well adapted. I don't live more than 10 miles from you, and that's what I use, those two hollies, for privacy. I also use Eastern Red Cedar Juniper. That is native to Collin County. When you drive from Lucas to get to Allen or to Central Expressway, you pass probably 500 of them out in the fields. And that makes a wonderful privacy screen if you'll space them probably 20 feet apart and zigzag them a little bit so that they break the line of sight faster. That's a fast-growing plant. If you'll just water it a little bit, that would... Do you have acreage? Do you have 2 or 3 acres?
Yeah, 2 acres.
That would be the perfect one then, because you have plenty of room for it. Just don't plant them in a straight line, because that is a very unnatural look. If you zigzag them erratically, 18 to 22 feet apart, the example I always use is if you give a little girl or a little boy a piece of paper and say, make a fan to fan yourself, they'll fold it, and it will not be folded regularly unless they're extremely obsessive. and that's what you want to do with the red cedar. Space them. I mean, you need to get plants that are knee high or shorter. You still can transplant them now for another week or two if you can find some little seedlings somewhere, and there are plenty of seedlings. So, and water them by hand for the first couple of years to get them started. I transplanted 20 of them about 15 years ago, and now they're 30 feet tall, and they completely block the view I was trying to block. They did so within about 4 or 5 years.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
You bet. Appreciate your call. Thank you, sir. All right, and let's take a short break, and then we will come back to Marilyn in Denton, who has taken a Bradford pear out and wonders where to go next, and I'll try to help her. Let's talk about Dallas Plumbing Company right now. And for a limited time, my friends at Dallas Plumbing are offering a one-time One System Heating Checkup. Man, that's a very appropriate thing, isn't it? With the Texas winter hanging around, this is the time to have them come out and check your heating and air conditioning system, for that matter, at Dallas Plumbing Company. They'll do the thorough 15-point checkup to make sure everything is all right, and it's just $79. If you like that service, you can sign up for their twice-yearly plan. They'll come back going into the summertime and check for just $80 more to make sure everything's well for the summertime. Call for that checkup at 214-761-6779. Dallas Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. These folks are the best. We've been customers of theirs long more than I've been doing ads for them on radio. We love this company. They've been to our home many times over the years, a lot of them for the preemptive heating and air conditioning checkups, also for plumbing work, and just everything. They've been around since 1903, the year that Henry Ford founded Ford Motors, and the year that the Wright brothers first flew. Ward Downs founded the company that year. The Downs family still owns and operates four generations later, the fourth generation, still doing the business. Dallas Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Please, the favor I ask, when you take advantage of this or any other special that you see at DallasPlumbing.com, please say, hey, I heard Neil talking about you guys on KLIF. Just if you'll get my name in there somehow, or the garden guy, or anything. 214-761-6779, DallasPlumbing.com.
Licenses M39503 and TACLA 38830C.
I want to thank WhizQ Stone. They have signed up as a year-long advertiser with me. WhizQ Stone, Mike and Derek Wisnand in Southeast Fort Worth. They're open 6 days a week, closed on Sundays since 1983. The experts at WhizQ Stone, leaders across the Metroplex, turning landscaping dreams into reality. They have 22 acres of beautiful stone, everything from decorative gravel, pea gravel, all the way up to great, huge landscaping boulders. They have it all. They have flagstone. They have retaining wall stone. They have decorative boulders. They have pavestone, interlocking concrete pavers. They have everything you could want for landscaping and for building purposes. They'll be happy to help you when you walk in their showroom, their headquarters. You will be greeted cheerfully. They'll have someone assigned to help you. Take photographs. Take measurements of what you're trying to do. You're trying to put in a retaining wall. Here's a photo of my backyard with a slope. And show them how long the slope is, how high the needed retaining wall would be. They'll tell you exactly how much stone you need to order. And they'll have about a 15% overage. I'm going to tell you ahead of time, so it's not a surprise. You need that because of fitting the shapes together. There always will be a little bit of waste, and then you'll find some other place to use that stone. You always do. They have beautiful river rock. That's my weak point. I love river rock. WhizQ Stone, 4501-4501 East, Loop 820 South in Southeast Fort Worth, 817-429-0822, whiz-q.com. It's WhizQ Stone. It's time now for a little bitty garden tip. I think you'll find it useful. There are some odd jobs in lawn keeping. Let's talk about dethatching and aerating. Thatch is the impenetrable accumulation of undecomposed organic matter. It's between the runners and the soil, and you can pick it up. It's like fiberboard. This is not the browned blades of the wintertime. You'll see thatch form in Bermuda primarily, and occasionally you'll need to dethatch. It's a very rare occurrence, though. I don't recommend dethatching. Aerating, by comparison, is what you might do to get air down into the soil. If you have a layer of thatch, or if you have compacted soil, maybe kids playing on an area, or right beside a driveway where someone has parked on that area, you can use a core aerator that you rent to pull plugs out of the soil, and that will get air and water down into the soil, and if you do have thatch, it'll help get water and nutrients down into the ground. I have more gardening tips for you each Thursday evening in eGardens, my free weekly electronic newsletter. Sign up at neilsperry.com. All right, thank you, sir. Let me tell you about Wild Birds Unlimited right now. I have to tell you that as I had breakfast this morning, I sat there looking at the birds in our backyard landscape. It was amazing. I love our bird feeders, and I love the help I've gotten from Wild Birds Unlimited. They are absolutely fabulous people. They are there to help you, and what they do to foster this hobby that is one of the fastest growing, most popular hobbies in America is absolutely amazing, absolutely fabulous. We got back into the bird feeding business because I knew that our 9-year-old grandson, who is with us a lot of the time, would love it. And my goodness, that is the understatement of all time. The folks at Wild Birds Unlimited know how to attract all kinds of birds. What they want to eat, where they want to nest, everything about their lives, and they are happy to share that with you. These are cheerful stores with great products. Now, there are 7 of them in the Metroplex. They'll help you find cardinals and titmice, doves, house finches, goldfinches, chickadees, juncos, woodpeckers, blue jays. Wait till you get a red-bellied woodpecker coming to your feeders. They're the big bullies of the feeders. They have the most wonderful personalities. They don't know what to do. All they want is, don't get near my sunflower seeds. Then when they have the sunflower, they don't know what to do with them. It's just funny to watch them. And the birds come right back in. As soon as they leave, the birds come right back in. Let the wild bird specialists share their enthusiasm. You can hear it in my voice. I love these stores. 7 of them. Let me tell you where they are. They're in Arlington, in Keller, in Flower Mound, in Burleson. They're in McKinney. Say hi to Birdie when you go in there. 2 of them in Dallas. Say hi to Ron or David. These are great stores. Now, if you want to see exactly where they are, so you can go in also. They're closed on Sundays, but they're open right now. WBU.com/DFW. Wild Birds Unlimited. WBU.com/DFW.
I'm Dave Williams.
I'm Amy Shadroff.
Join us every morning from 5 until 9 a.m. as we get you ready for the day.
With all your real news and information.
Hi, it's Glenn Beck. The Metroplex is my home, and 2019 promises to pack quite a wallop. Don't miss a second of the Glenn Beck program every morning at my new time at 9.
This is Dana Lash. I live here in DFW, and just like you, I'm excited to bring you my show live from the Metroplex from noon to 2.
DFW, it's Ben Shapiro. Join me for my strong thoughts on the day's news with my new show, Afternoons at 2.
And this is Ernie Brown. We talk about all the news that impacts you afternoons at 4. We're all right here on Real News and Information 570 KLIF.
Joe Owenby is my friend. He's been my friend for 25 years, I guess, now. And I, during that time, have almost instantly, 25 years ago and ever since, come to know him as an outstanding photographer. And Joe has photographed some of our family's biggest events. I'm recommending him to you for some of your family's biggest events or some of your business's most important photographs. For example, in our family, he did our 50th wedding celebration, and it was a very important thing for Lynn and me. He also did the photograph that you see of us surrounded by our 7 grandchildren. That's inside the about page 3, I think, of my book. I wanted that photo so much, and I lined Joe up ahead of time, and he got it. And it's going to be an informal photo when you put 7 kids in a photo with Grandpa and Grandma, but I wanted that to be in my book. And Joe Owenby was the perfect person to do that. And Joe has photographed us in tuxedos and other things at other times. He's just fabulous. Now, if you have some kind of a need of portraits, for example, for your business, he can do that. Events of all kinds, advertising, products, facilities, and services, it's Joe Owenby. Let me spell his name. He said, Neil, that's going to be the hardest thing to do on a radio ad. I can't show him my work unless you can get him to my website. They can't get to my website unless they can spell my name. O-W-N, you know how to spell own, to own something. That's the first 3 letters of his name. O-W-N-B-E-Y. Simple as that. It's owenbyphotography.com. O-W-N, let's say it class, B-E-Y. owenbyphotography.com. 214-207-9396. Give Joe a call. Discuss your needs. He'll do a great job.
Welcome back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And here's your host, Neil Sperry.
You bet. Let me give you the number. It's 888-787-KLIF. We have a line open. We're going to Maryland and Denton in just a moment. 888-787-5545. 43. Marilyn, this is Neil. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How may I help you?
Well, just let me say I have both of your books, and I've enjoyed them both.
Thank you very much.
A lot of information from them.
Thank you.
I have removed a Bradford pear from a small residential lot, and the developer had put one in everybody's yard in the whole development.
Goodness.
So what can I replace it with that will kind of work in with everything else but not be a Bradford pear?
Okay. And so you need kind of a, do you want roughly the same shape and mature size?
Yes.
All right. Without any question, the A-plus tree that would replace a Bradford pear would be Little Gem, G-E-M, Magnolia, Southern Magnolia.
Okay.
It gets the same
and
shape
and size.
And that'll
work up here in Denton?
Oh, yeah. It gets the same shape and size, and it is a beautiful, highest of high-quality shade tree.
Okay.
It has that same kind of, I don't want to say egg-shaped, it is kind of egg-shaped habit, and it's evergreen and just beautiful. So it would.
Oh, it's evergreen?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's a Southern Magnolia.
Little Gem.
Yeah,
yes, I've seen
gem.
Them. I've just never tried to grow it before.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank
you
very much.
And Marilyn, one other nice thing about Little Gem is that it is available in all different sizes, and it is a little slower growing. Bradford pear is a fast-growing tree, which is why it has the problems.
Yeah.
Little Gem is available in large containers if you want to have a more immediate impact. Rather than waiting on it to take hold and start growing, you can buy a little larger one. It costs more, of course, but it would be more in keeping. The important thing on any new plant, and especially Little Gem, Magnolia, and Hollies, and some of the others, they don't wilt visibly, and so you can't tell when it's getting too dry. You must water them by hand for the first couple of years rather than counting on sprinklers to do it for you.
Oh, okay. Is there any problem as far as the soil?
Denton has two kinds of soil. You have red sandy clay loam, and you also have the black clay. What do you have?
It's more like the red.
That's
heaven. On the hill, it's sloping off.
It's not heaven. It will love that. That's red means iron, and it's going to love that.
Okay. Well,
yeah,
thank you very much. That's all I look for.
You bet. Take
all
care.
Right.
Thanks.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. All right. That is a good thing. You know, I made comment to the fact that fast-growing trees, and that's why Bradford pears have these issues, et cetera, et cetera. The question I'm very often asked is, Neil, what's the best fast-growing shade tree? And the answer I always give is those terms are mutually exclusive. Any fast-growing tree is not going to be good because they all have fatal flaws. Anytime you have a fast-growing shade tree, it's going to have weak wood, and something's going to happen to it. More often than not, it has some serious insect or disease issue that is likely to come in and take it. For example, you see what's happening to ash trees across the United States right now with the emerald ash borer, and we've always had other borers that have gotten into Arizona ash and green ash in Texas. So that's an example there. Cottonwood borers. Willows have cottonwood borers. Silver maples have borers. They're subject to cotton root rot. They have iron deficiency. They just have problems right down the line, all the way through. All the fast-growing trees have some kind of a fatal flaw here or there. And so you don't want to do that. You say, well, I don't want some slow-growing tree. And to which I always say, well, you don't necessarily buy a car just based on how fast it goes. You shouldn't buy a tree based on how fast it grows. If you get a car and the wheels all fly off because it's going 65 or 70 miles an hour, you say, well, okay, I'd be happy with a car that goes 50 miles an hour where the wheels stay in place. And so with that in mind, a good 45 or 50 mile an hour tree would be Schumard red oak or burr oak or even live oak or chinkapin oak. Those are all good 45 mile an hour trees that will live for 200 years, or in the case of live oak, 500 years. That's a lot better than a tree that will live for maybe 5 or 20 years. The life expectancy of a weeping willow is probably 5 or 7 years. Life expectancy of a fruitless mulberry, 25 years maybe. And that's one of the longest lived fast-growing trees. So just be forewarned. Let me get my last ad break out of the way, and then we'll come back to John in Dallas. He has a pre-emergent question, I do believe, and we'll talk about that. That's something everybody wants some help with. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, that is the name of my book, so it can be distinguished from Neil Sperry's Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. The other way you can distinguish, if you look at the book and it has cowboy boots on it, that's the old book. That won a nice dust jacket award in 1991 when it came on the market, 1982 actually when it came on the market, the first edition. But the new book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, has my own Adirondack chairs on the cover. And that's the way you can tell them apart. Another way you can tell them apart is where you saw it. If you see it on Amazon or if you see it in a store, that's not the new book, because my book is only available from my website or by calling my office. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. It is not in any way a redo of the old boot book. It is completely different format, 344 pages and 840 of my photographs. I don't believe there's any of the photographs that are common to both books. This is all different photographs. It has all up-to-date information. It has a completely different layout. It has more than 25 multi-page charts to help you select the best plants in a hurry. It's a hardback printed on high-quality paper and printed right here in Texas in San Antonio by Clear Visions Press. So those are things that you need to know, because I wanted to keep the print job in Texas, not in China. Not in stores, not on Amazon, only $33.95 plus tax and postage because I self-published. I'll sign every copy before we ship them out. I sign them at our dining room table. My wife and I do that Sunday evenings, Monday mornings. So that's the way you can tell them apart. NeilSperry.com is the place you order it. That's the best place of all. Even better than calling my office. But you can, if you need to, you can call 800-752-4769. That's 800-752-GROW. Call that number Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Or, as I say, the better way is by going to Neil Sperry, NeilSperry.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening.
Hello, friends. This is Tommy Brummett, pastor of First United Methodist Church in downtown McKinney. If you can't join us for worship in person, then please join us on your computer. We live stream at 10:05. Go to sharingtheheart.org, click on sermons, or join us on Facebook. Our 10:05 sermon is carried on Facebook Live. See you on the internet. God bless you, and have a beautiful day.
Is one of the fastest growing Methodist congregations in the United States, the First United Methodist Church of McKinney, in downtown McKinney, on the east side of the city. That's pretty unusual. We live in McKinney, and we live not in the growth area of the city of McKinney, and that's our church. I'm proud to say that. It's going to be very interesting to hear Tommy's sermon tomorrow, owing to what happened with the United Methodist Church of the World this week. It will be a wonderful sermon. I know it will. And he's working hard on it right now, I'll bet you anything. Advanced Foundation Repairs, leaders in the foundation repair industry. I hope that you don't have a foundation problem. Hope you never have a foundation problem. Now, let's get real. If you live on black clay soil, odds are quite good that you'll have a foundation problem. We live on black clay soil. We had a foundation problem. The main part of our house, no problem. We had an architect design it, had deep piers 20 feet or deeper into the soil, no problem. Then we added a sunroom, big sunroom, and problem. And we had to have Fred Marshall and his team come look at it, assess the problem, and he said, you have a 2.5-inch drop from that corner of this room to that corner of this room, and here's what we'll do. And they did it in 4 hours, got the job done affordably, they got the job done perfectly, and the room has been healed ever since. It's amazing what they can do. They are really, really good. I've been telling you that since 1995. Advanced Foundation Repair. Let them come look at your home. If they don't find a problem with your foundation, they will tell you that with a big handshake and a thank you for calling them. If they do find a problem, you can rest assured they will deal with it properly. They'll give you that lifetime guarantee for the lifetime of the home, transferable owner to owner, and they will be affordable. Good to work with. Advanced Foundation Repair on the web, foundationrepairs.com, foundationrepairsplural.com, and on the phone, 214-333-0003. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003.
Welcome back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And here's your host, Neil Sperry.
Well, Mr. Stubby Doak, sir, thank you. Let's go back to the phone lines. I give you the phone number again. It's 888-787-KLIF. We have time to get you on if you'll call right now. I don't mean a minute from now. I mean right now. 888-787-5543. John is in Dallas. John, good afternoon.
Howdy. This should be quick. I'm just looking out my back window here, and it looks like such a mess. There's some of the green winter weeds or whatever growing up there, and then mostly brown and then patches like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, to maximize the effect of pre-emergent, should I get out there with my lawnmower and cut the new green patches of weeds to allow better penetration, or will that create a blanket together with leaves that I haven't mowed up in another section? Or what's your advice on that?
Do you, John, think? I would probably mow first, maybe not today. It's a mess out there right now.
Yeah.
What I would do is at least mow at the regular height. If it were dry and the regular grass, the St. Augustine or Bermuda were completely dried, I might even consider scalping the lawn, dropping the mower one blade, depending on what you really need. And then I would get all the clippings out of the way and then put your pre-emergent out.
Mm.
I would not try to put a pre-emergent on top of clippings. If you mow and leave the clippings
there.
Yeah, I know. But you don't want all that stuff out there anyway. Let me do it a different route. Let's go back to November. We have all those leaves on the ground. No weeds yet, but all those leaves on the ground. We really don't want all of that organic matter out on the grass at that point or any point. That's too much organic matter, too many leaves. And so we need to mow them, maybe mow them over to the corner somewhere where you can fairly easily pick most of them up with a leaf rake and put them in the compost, or pile them beneath your shrubs where they can rot and do some good. Don't want to send them to the landfill, but get them over there under stuff. So that's an important thing to do in November. You don't want them out there over the winter time.
I got a patch like that on the north side.
Okay.
Just as you described, the leaves are still down there.
Well, I know that. I heard that.
Yeah.
And so we are now in March instead of in November, and so we have to do with what we have.
Yeah.
So go ahead and mow them now. Mow them up against a fence or someplace where they'd be easy to pick up, and get as many as you can out. Then leave the rest on the lawn if you need to. You don't have to get every last thing up, but just get most of them up. And then you can put your pre-emergent out sometime this week, when it gets a little warmer, a little drier.
Very good.
You have about a 2-week window now to get it put out, so you don't have to rush, but just don't wait more than the next couple of weeks.
Very good. Thank you very much, sir.
I'm glad you called. Have a great day. Thank you.
You too.
All right. And that is the story on pre-emergence. I think we have until probably the 15th or 18th. It really depends. I looked ahead at the Weather Channel on my app on my phone, and I don't see any significant warm up. So for all of you listening, I think we're good. I think John's still on the phone, and John, I appreciate your call. We're good there. As far as other things that you need to get done, this gives you a few more days to dig and transplant anything that you have. There's just plenty of time to get some of the late winter things done. You can still prune. Now, I want to look ahead because we're not going to be on the air here on KLF until this time next Saturday. If you see damage to any of your shrubs from the cold, there will be some damage tomorrow night. This is kind of like having a big hurricane about a mile offshore. You know something's going to happen. It ain't going to be good. Don't start pruning right away. Wait and see what happens. Give it a couple weeks. Give us a chance to talk next week, and we'll see if there is any damage. We'll assess. If you get a bunch of brown leaf tips on new growth on things, don't immediately assume that the plants are really badly hurt. You may have to do a little bit of tip pruning on some shrubs that have already started to grow, but don't start whacking major things. And if you have red buds and they lose their flowers, or plums or peaches and they lose their flowers, the trees will be all right. The flowers may not. But that's why horticulture is in the College of Agriculture. It's a risky business. So I hope that helps a little bit. In the meanwhile, if you've been watering with flowers and things that you've been planting in the last week or two, remember to disconnect your garden hoses, because you can have burst pipes leaving them connected. It's above freezing right now. If you have pots of color out in the yard, you might want to figure a way to get those into the garage sometime tomorrow, or even now through tomorrow and the next night, because it's going to be cold enough to do some damage to them. If you have nursery stock that you've bought and not yet planted, might put it into an unheated garage. If you're going to try to cover things, as I mentioned to a caller in the first hour, cover it after the rain stops tomorrow and before the temperature goes way below freezing. But remember, you have to cover things, and just cover shorter plants. Don't try to cover trees. You must cover clear down to the ground and then wait to cover to the ground, because you have to keep that solar radiation that's in the ground under your cover. I don't think I'd try to put any kind of heat source under. I don't think you need that. Mike Bass, good program today. Thanks for all the help. To all of you who have listened, thank you very much. Until next week, happy gardening.